Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, we begin the new perek, the third perek in Masechet Shkalim, Daf Yud, in Shkalim. If I'm not mistaken, it's the 452nd Daf in Shas. Let's begin the new Mishnah that's going to discuss the halachos of what is done with the money after it's been collected. Says the Mishnah, seven lines from the bottom of Tesama Beis, Hatruma Mahayu Osimba, what did they do with the Truma? Lochinba, Tmidim Umisafim in Iskehem. They would use it to buy the carbon tamid, Musaf, and the libations that came along with the Musaf. Ha'emer u'shtei alechem, the carbon omer and the shtei alechem, alechem apanim, v'chol karbanos hatzibur, and all karbanos hatzibur. The next part of the Mishnah needs a little bit of introduction. The halacha is that the land, of course, is prohibited from work on Shemitah. How did they access wheat from land of Shemitah during the time of the Beis HaMikdash? They would use the wheat of Sfichim. Sfichim, according to some, means the growth of Tvua from the 6th year to the 7th year. They would use that wheat for the Karbanos. However, there was another obstacle, and that is, we know that in Shemitah all fields are Hefker, and anybody could come and take the wheat. And there was a fear that there would be no wheat available for the Beis HaMikdash. So they used to hire Shomrim, they used to hire guards for the fields. Says the Mishnah, Shomrei Sfichim B'Shviyas, how did we pay those who guarded the fields for the Beis HaMikdash? Noton Tzchar Mitrumas HaLishka, they took their payment from Trumas HaLishka. B'Yosi Omer, Afarotza Misnadev Shomachina, even a guard who worked for free was also acceptable. Interestingly here, the Chacham disagree. Amru lo Afata Omer, She'ein Boin Ella Michel Tzibur. Don't you agree also that it's supposed to come from a carbon Tzibur? The Mefarshim explain that the Chachamim are coming back and saying that since the Tvua has to come from a carbon Tzibur, the moment the person is not going to be paid, we're afraid he's going to take it for himself and then give a little bit, skim some off for himself and give some of it to the Beis HaMikdash. That would be a problem of it no longer being a carbon Tzibur. Hence, best thing is to give him only the incentive to work because he's going to get paid. That's sometimes a good idea. Sometimes when you pay the person, you end up getting a better job. And therefore, one should not allow someone to do it b'chinam. The Gemara analyzes on the top of Yud Amid Aleph. We learned in Maseches Tainis that the time of Atzei Kohanim was 9 times during the year, where there were many Mishpachos Kohuna and Klal Yisrael that would be Menadev Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah there would describe the process of how Atzei Kohanim were donated. A little bit similar to the Machzis HaShekel. The Gemara is going to relate that to the phenomenon that we just discussed with Rabbi Yossi of whether it's better to take donations in certain matters. And the Gemara says, Ma roz man Atzei Kohanim va'am Limanos. What motivated Chazal to encourage the people to come, as well as led by the Kohanim, to give the wood? Were the wood a donation to the Beis HaMikdash? At the end of the day, weren't they bought with the Mamon HaTzibur, just like all Karbanos Tzibur? Asks the Gemara, Ma roz man Atzei Kohanim v'am limanos? How did this whole process of Nedava evolve? Ella, B'shar Shol Yisrael min HaGolah, when Klal Yisrael went up from the Golos to Eretz Yisrael, V'lo Matzu Eitzim B'Lishka, they didn't find wood in the Lishka. Here the Lishka that we're talking about is the Lishkas HaEitzim, not the Lishka that the Shkalim was put in. V'amdu Elu V'nisnatvu Eitzim Mishal Atzman, they gave wood from themselves. U'masrum L'Tzibur, V'kirvo Behen Karbanos Tzibur. History man neviim shemidem. So the neviim amongst them made the following tonight. Shafilu lishka malei eitzim va'amdu elu v'nisnadvu eitzim mishal atzman as a karas hatov. Whenever they give a donation, shelo ye karb miskarev elo mishal ahen tchila, that the carbon would come from these families because they stood up for Klal Yisrael in a time of need. The Gemara now analyzes whether all Amorayim or all Tanoim agree with this position. Amar Abacha to Rabbi Yossi. This follows the position of Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi Omer Afarotzim is not Dev Shomachinam, because we learn in our Mishnah that whoever wants to do it, bechinam, would also be acceptable. We saw that the Chachamim disagree. So Rabbi Acha presumes that just like the Kohanim would disagree when it comes to the Shkolim, so too would they disagree when it comes to the Eitzim. The moment that you allow the individual to do it on his own, there could be other problems, as we elaborate in our Mishnah, that the Chacham were concerned would happen. Gemara says that there are those who disagree. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Ila disagrees with Rabbi Acha. Divrei Akoli, it follows everybody. Everybody agrees that this is what happened with the Karban Eitzim. Aye, then what's the difference between the Karban Eitzim and the Karban Shkolim, the Hakrovas Shkolim, the Trumas Shkolim? There, when it came to the Trumas Shkolim, there the Chacham say we don't accept Minadvin. Ma Pligin, because what is the Machlokas when it comes to Rabban and Rabbi Yossi in regards to the Shkolim? That's a case Be'ez gufo shel carbon, where we're dealing with the source, be'gufo shel carbon, we're dealing with the source of the carbon itself. Avo machshire carbon, kol ama, when it comes to the machshire of the carbon, the eitzim, what allows the carbon to burn properly, everybody agrees, kol ama modi, shehu, mishtane, carbon yachid, the carbon sibur. If we're talking about just the machshirim, then we're not as worried that the individual not give it over properly from the status of a yachid to a tzibur. In contrast to the korban itself, then we are concerned. The Migdash David explains that the distinction between the two is that when it comes to the korban itself, it's ma'akev if it doesn't come from the tzibur. However, when it comes to machshirim, it does not. Hence, we're more machmir, more concerned when it comes to the carbon itself, shu mishtane, carbon yachid, the carbon sibur. The Gemara continues, Tani, isha sha'asta, ksones levana, if a woman made a tunic that is white for a kohen, ksheira, the ksones is kasher. Ubevachitim serena le tzibur, she has to give it over entirely to the tzibur. Amar Rabbi Acha taught the Rabbi Yossi that this follows Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi Omer Afarotz Misnadev Shomechinam, who accepts from a yachid a gift, and we're not concerned about him not giving it over Letzibur Yafet. In contrast to the Chachamim, who do, so we have the same machlokas again. Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Ila Divrei Akol, everybody would agree when it comes to success to be acceptable. Why? My pligin Begufa Shel Karbon Avol Machshirei Karbon. Call Ama Modish Umishtan Carbon Yachal, the Carbon Sibur. Like we mentioned earlier, everybody would agree that we're not concerned that it will be messed up when it comes to Machshirim. It's Mishtanami Carbon Yachal, the Carbon Sibur. Contrast to the Carbon Atzma, the Chachamim are concerned. The Gemara now brings a Raya to Revacha, Masnisam Pliga al Rabbi Yossi. There's a Braisa that disagrees with Rabbi Yossi, who says that even the Chachamim agree when it comes to Machshirim. Why? When it comes to the carbon eitzim that we mentioned above, osan ayam noagim b'shas carbon, v'shalo b'shas carbon. They used to make those days, those 9 days of the nidvas eitzim, a yomtov, whether there were karbanos or not. Rabbi Yossi was of the opinion, einan noagin ela b'shas carbon b'lvat. They only made it a yomtov b'shas the carbon. The Gemara now says that shita that says that it was a yomtov b'shas karbon v'shelo b'shas karbon only makes sense if the yomtov is due to the fact that the whole significance of these 9 days was once upon a time. There was a beautiful thing in Klal Yisrael that when they came up from the Gola, they gave the Eitzim. But if the karbon is a function of them giving the Eitzim even now, so then in such a case, then it makes sense to say it's only b'shas carbon as opposed to shelo b'shas carbon. Hence, Rabbi Yossi is celebrating the giving of the wood now. If that's so then that's the machlokis within this brisa. According to Rabbi Yossi, they're celebrating the giving of the Eitzim now. According to the Chachamim, who disagree, they're celebrating the original nes. Why would they be celebrating the original nes? Must be because the Chachamim say that Yechidim were never allowed to give the Eitzim. Never in the sense maybe after the order of the Beis Hamikdash had been put into place. That's the position of Rabbi Acha. Va'od min Ata. And another reason we have a proof to Rav Acha. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa, Amra Blazer Ber of Tzadok, Anu Hayinu Mibnei Sana Bnei Binyamin. We were from the family of Sana from Binyamin, and their time is the 10th of Av. V'chal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Shabbos. And it fell out, Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, V'techinu Osa L'Matzai Shabbos. And the fast was pushed off the Matzai Shabbos to the 10th. V'ayinu Misanin V'lo Mashlimin. We used to fast in the beginning of the day, but not the whole day, because it was a Yom Tov. So what do we see? That they kept the Yom Tov even when the Beis HaMikdash was not around. And that seems to indicate that the celebration was not for the giving of the Eitzim at that particular time of Yechidim, but as a Zecher of the original Simcha, that there was Eitzim in the Beis HaMikdash, which seems to indicate that Yechidim did not donate Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash, which seems to indicate that the Rabbanan would hold that even when it comes to Machshirim, we don't accept it from Yechidim. We learned in our Mishnah, Ha'omer v'shtei alechem lechem apan v'chol karponos hatzibur are used, or more precisely purchased, from the shkalim of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara analyzes. Taman Tanina, we learned in Menachas on Pei Gimel on the Beis. Kol karbonos, all carbon mincha, there we're talking about mincha, hayachid, hatzibur, bon min ha'aretz, bon min chutz ha'aretz, min ha'chadosh, min ha'yashan. They could come from either Eretz Yisrael chutz ha'aretz, as well as the new wheat or the old wheat. Chutz min omer shtei lechem shein bon el min ha'chadosh. Because the Pasuk says, ve'veisim es omer reishis kitzirchem el ha'koin. Umin ha'aretz, it also has to come from Eretz Yisrael. This halacha that the carbon omer has to come from Eretz Yisrael, amar avchuna b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya de Rabbi Shmalhi. This follows the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Shmuel, Oimer, Ein Oimer Ba Min HaSurya. Rabbi Shmuel was of the opinion that the Oimer cannot come from Surya. Taman Taninan, we learned in Meseches Kelim, in the sixth Mishnah, the sixth Mishnah, towards the beginning in Meseches Kelim, probably one of the most important Mishnayis in all of Kelim, Eser Kedusha, saying there are 10 levels of Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mekal HaRatzos. Eretz Yisrael is more sanctified from all lands. Umayu kedushasa. What is its kedusha? Shemivim menu ha'omer v'abikur m'shtei alechem. Mashayim mivim came b'kala ratzos, like the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel that we just learned. And Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya says to Rabbi Shmuel, he follows the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel amar eina oimer ba min hasuria. The Gemara connects this to another issue. Taman tanina n'meseches shviyas. We learned also in the first parak, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Rabbi Shmuel says that the Torah Kedosha says, Sheshisham Tavoid, Uvayoy Mashvi Tishbos, Bechor Shavakotzir Tishbos, that we're supposed to rest from plowing and cutting Macharish Rishos, just like when it comes to plowing, there isn't a Chiyuv, and the Torah prohibits it on Shabbos, Avkotzir. So too, when it comes to cutting, then Rishus is Asur. Yatzik Tzira Omer Shu Mitzvah, the famous position of Rabbi Shmuel, who says that you could cut the Karban Omer on Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel Kedaite, Rabbi Shmuel Kedaite, the Gemara is Lishi Tasai. The Rabbi Shmuel, the Omer, Ein Omer Bamin Asuria Kedaite. That he says that the Omer can't come from Surya. Why? The Omer, Yatzik Tzira Omer Shu Mitzvah. He says that the Tzira Omer is different than all of the other things, just like he's Matir Ktiris HaOmer B'Shabbos, and he holds that it's a mitzvah to do it in a particular time, so too, when the Torah says, Mimosh V'Seichem, it's not just a Rishus, Mimosh V'Seichem Tavio Lechem Tenu Foshtayim, but rather it's a mitzvah for it to come from Eretz Yisrael. Man Tana, then who is the Tana of our Mishnah that says Shoimrei Svichei B'Shvi is not in Tzchar Metumas Halishka? Rabbi Shmuel, he that will also follow the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel that they're supposed to get paid from the Tumas Halishka because it's not just a nice thing for the Beis Hamikdash. Rather, the entire Ktsira process is a Mishnah, is a mitzvah, excuse me, hence it needs to be supported by the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yose again disagrees. The Amora, Rabbi Yose disagrees. I'm Rabbi Yose Divrei Akoli. Everybody holds that the watchman is paid by the Beis HaMikdash, even if you hold that the entire ksira is not a mitzvah, it's a rishus, like the ksira not being done on Shabbos, or the ksira being done even from wheat outside of Eretz Yisrael, lo matzu besuria mivino samisvichin shab Eretz Yisrael. Because there were times that if they didn't find it in Syria, and then they would bring it from Eretz Yisrael, and then it becomes a mitzvah. But it's not to say that you have to bring it from Eretz Yisrael, but at the same time, once you need to, so then we need to support a shomer who's going to be doing it. The Gemara now has a fascinating suffix in regards to Omer and Shemitah. Hahein Omer. This Omer, Ma'u Sheyizra B'tchila, are you allowed to plant it on Shemitah? Reb Chiya Bar Ada Boy Kamei Rabbi Mana, Lo Nimtza, Ki Kometz Al Shirayim Sheinan Echolim, we never find that the kometz of the shirayim that's not edible. And if it was planted on shvius, so then in such a case it would be usher to eat al tzgidulei shvius, and that makes the karban mincha apostle. Amarlei, so Rabbi Mana said to Rabbi Chiya, Nase ki chamisha dvarim shein ba mituma ve'ena necholim betuma. Maybe it would fall into the category of five things that are brought betuma that the Mishnah in Psachim elucidates. Andaf ayin vav amabez, and one is yotzei the mitzvah. The karban omer is one of those things. So just like karban omer is docha tuma, even though it can't be eaten, so too maybe shvius would be different. The Gemara leaves off with a shaila. I also have to leave off over here. I have to go learn with the Talmidim. So we will post this as Taf Yud Amid Aleph. And I hope, Bezer Hashem, when we come back late tonight, that we'll be able to continue.